This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And this is show number 289 for May 1st, 2011. And the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA Promonet, and you can listen to the entire song at the end of the show. And the song is Moon Gazing from the album Moon Gazing. Oh, how happy you and me. And the artist is Vanessa Rain. Moon Gazing. Well, once again, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for this show. And welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. And hopefully you're enjoying the nice weather wherever you're at. And, you know, our hearts go out to the people down in the southern states that just suffered through some awful tornadoes. So my best wishes and prayers go out to all of you down in the southern states that are affected by this terrible weather. Well, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. I really appreciate it. If you're subscribing over at iTunes, that's great. And if you aren't, go over to iTunes and type in the search engine, Travel Agent. And up will come the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and you can subscribe to it in iTunes. And you can find out more about the show by going to the website at www.hometravelagent.net, home travel agent, all one word, .net. And over there you'll find the archives, an area in the front page there where you can search and find shows that you're interested in on certain topics. There's tags, so if it's a show about a cruise or education, there's several tags over there that you can click on, and all the shows that are associated with that tag will pop up, and you can check out all those shows. A lot of features on the website, so go over and check it out at hometravelagent.net. Well, if you're tuning in for the first time, you know, what's this show all about? Well, we're about the travel trade industry and talking about travel. We have guests on here quite often. We talk about suppliers, destinations, education. And sometimes we just get off topic and talk about some fun stuff occasionally. We also talk about technology and technology related to business and travel. And one thing we're not an infomercial. So don't come here and expect to get sold on something. We're not pushing an ebook or a DVD series or anything else. Laureen and I are here for the travel industry, here for you as a travel agent. And if you're interested in the travel business, this is the place to be. Because that's what we're all about. We do this show out of the love for travel and out of the love for the travel business. We do have one sponsor, and that's Citrix, their GoToMeeting product, and we'll get to that here in a minute. All the guests that we have on our show are guests. They don't pay us to be on our show. We do it because we think, or we have them on the show because we think they're going to have some interest to you and to your business. So with that, you know, I did mention Citrix. And they are the producers of GoToMeeting. And you know, when I'm working at my day job, you know, I'm on the go all the time. And I'm in three different offices. And sometimes I need to meet with someone in a different office than where I'm at. And rather than drive clear back to my original starting point for the day, I use GoToMeeting. And you know, and there are times when it's almost impossible to get everyone in the same room for a meeting as well. So I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Because everyone can meet online no matter where they are. And GoToMeeting allows you to collaborate on documents in real time. And it's like everybody being in the same room. And anyone can take over and be the presenter. You know, it's so easy. And you can get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. And anybody that wants to join the meeting, they can join with just one click. Plus, with GoToMeeting, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need, and it's all one low, flat monthly rate. And what else is included? Well, free phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. So you don't have to set up any kind of special conference calls along with GoToMeeting because it's all right there at your fingertips. So what can my listeners do? Well, you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, and that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. All that you have to do is go and visit GoToMeeting.com. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button, and this is important because you want to support the show, and I hope you do. And what you do is you enter the promo code PODCAST, and that gives us credit for you taking advantage of just going in and taking a look at GoToMeeting. So please enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com. Once again, promo code PODCAST. podcast. And thank you, everybody, for being a supporter of the show. So with that, I'm going to move right on into the co-hosted segment of the show. And actually, it's just the hosted segment of the show with a special guest. And it's a great guest talking about Fort Lauderdale. And Laureen is off traveling today. And we wish her the best and look forward to having her back next week. I know she is coming back because we have a schedule set up. But anyhow, with that, let's move on into the co-hosted segment of the show. So here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to the co-hosted segment of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And welcome once again. And as we're moving here into spring, it's a great time to talk about Florida, Southern Florida in particular, because spring is a great time to be there. And we have Josh Winston on the phone from the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. And before we get into the interview with Josh here, Laureen is not with us tonight. She was out visiting family, and I just talked to her on the phone. She was mobile, traveling there in California. Her and Gail are out having a good time, and so she has the night off. And we have a great guest from the Fort Lauderdale Broward County Convention and Visitors Bureau that's going to help us out tonight in Laureen's absence, and it's a pleasure to have Josh Winston on board with us here at the show. And Josh, welcome. Tell us what you do. Tell us what's happening down there in Fort Lauderdale. I know there's a lot of things going on.
Oh, thanks, Barry. It's great to be here with you guys tonight. We have a lot going on in Fort Lauderdale right now. Probably some of you are gearing up for summer. And one thing that we want to make sure everybody knows before they even get going here is that our website is sunny.org. And probably a lot of you are familiar with it, but for those of you who don't know, sunny.org, and specifically sunny.org/traveltrade, is the section of the Greater Fort Lauderdale website which is designed specifically for agents. And that's really your dashboard to help navigate you through everything that you need to help expedite travel for your clients.
Yeah, very good. What do, as a travel agent, what would I point my clients to? I mean, what would I tell them? If I have a client that comes in and talks to me and they're maybe pre-cruise or post-cruise, what kinds of things would I would point, what would I point them to?
Well, I think probably, I mean, we have pre- and post-cruise is a big market, especially when we're talking to agents. And we know that agents, you know, find their profitability is primarily in the cruise market, and we recognize that. And Fort Lauderdale has long embraced travel agents, where some destinations have sort of shied away from the travel agent and travel professional market. In general, we have always been, you know, big supporters for a long time, and that continues to this day. Some of the things that we're talking about, particularly when we focus on pre- and post-cruise, is the ease and access of getting to and from the ship. We know that the cruise lines typically try to get their customers on and off the ship as quickly as possible, but don't necessarily care about what happens to them in the interim, and that's sort of where we come in. So as agents, one thing that we have found is a useful tool is if you can go to sunny.org/traveltrade, and then on the left-hand side, you'll see a series of blue buttons. And in the central column, you'll see some orange tabs. And one of them says hotels with shuttle service. And that's an interesting and useful thing for agents, because if you click on that, what it will do is it will pull up every hotel in Greater Fort Lauderdale that offers transportation to and from both the airport and the cruise port. And it will also tell you if the shuttle service to the hotel is complimentary. It will say so. If there's a fee associated with it, it will tell you how much. And if there's an opportunity for your clients to buy a day pass at one of the properties if they're going post-cruise, it will tell you exactly how much that rate is and which hotels offer that, so they can use the spa and pool facilities and have a changing room for the day and then have transportation on to the airport and have their luggage checked and so forth. So that's a really important thing, especially when we're talking about pre- and post-cruise.
When a client comes down there and spends a few days pre- and post-cruise, what kind of activities are there that they might be interested in?
Well, of course, the common denominator is the beach. I mean, we have some of the best weather year-round anywhere, you know, to be found anywhere in the country. And also, you know, all 23 miles of Greater Fort Lauderdale beaches have been rated as Blue Wave Beach by the Clean Beaches Council, which has now been given that award 7 years running. So we're very proud of that. And the the merits of that award are given out based on criteria set by the U.S. Department of Interior, which includes cleanliness of the beaches, protection for the environment around them, which include in Fort Lauderdale, beach renourishment, our rebuilding of the beach grass dunes, and also protection of the sea turtle life, which is pretty prominent in our area. And then also accessibility to the beach for people with disabilities. So the beach is always the common denominator. It's always the number one draw, regardless of what market we're talking about. We need to talk about anybody coming to Greater Fort Lauderdale. But beyond that, we also have 300 miles of navigable waterways in the destination. And we really are sort of the Venice of America. So if you're coming down to Greater Fort Lauderdale and you want to go out and get a little bit of a sense of our history and so forth, one of the first things I recommend people do is take the water taxi, which is a service that's provided for $16. You get on and off as much as you want all day long. That starts from 6 a.m. Until 1 a.m. And there's over 18 stops that you can get on and off at, which include the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, the Los Olas Boulevard, which is sort of our Rodeo Drive. Obviously, there's beachfront locations, some of our major intracoastal hotels like the Hyatt Pier 66 and the Hilton Marina and DoubleTree Gallery 1, which also is adjacent to our Galleria Mall. All of those stops are along the water taxi route. And the captains are really fantastic. They'll navigate, obviously, for you, but they'll also tell you along the way about some of the historical facts of Greater Fort Lauderdale along the New River. They'll point out the Stranahan House and some of the old Seminole Indian trading posts that dot the landscape there. And also about the current, mansions that line the intercoastal waterway and who's feuding with who and who's divorcing who and suing who for what. It's very interesting. It's like a soap opera. It's fantastic. So I think people will really enjoy that.
It's like entertainment Hollywood, writ Fort Lauderdale.
Absolutely, it absolutely is. You cannot deny that for sure.
Yeah. Now I'm sure you have lots of good restaurants. You know, food's one of my passions, and when I go somewhere, I like to find some unique areas to dine, and quite often I like to go find Thai restaurants and Asian food, but what kind of offerings do you have down there for clients and anyone else that comes to Fort Lauderdale in terms of a variety of food and restaurants and dining, entertainment?
Well, as you know, Greater Fort Lauderdale is a really diverse destination, so we have a pretty big selection of food when it comes to restaurants. And we also have some really unique neighborhoods, Hollywood, Florida, around Young Circle and along our Broadwalk down there also has quite a diverse group of restaurants. In all sorts of different varieties of ethnicities that are there. I mean, it really is a fantastic way to get out and explore the restaurant scene. If you are staying down maybe toward our Westin Diplomat Hotel or Marriott Harbor Beach or any of the properties that line Hollywood Beach, you'll have access to all of those, which is great. Also in Fort Lauderdale, along Los Olas Boulevard, there are some excellent restaurant choices there. Probably too many to name, in Fort Lauderdale Beach, Wilton Manors, all these areas really have some excellent, excellent dining options. So in October, we have a program which runs October 1st until November 15th, and this is something that if you're coming or your clients are coming during this time period, it might be something worth taking a look at. For $35, we have 35 restaurants that are picked by us. These are unique, sort of individually owned restaurants that you wouldn't really find anywhere else in the country. They're not associated with any kind of a chain, and they participate. For $35, you get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, which is a really great value for your clients in a way for them to sort of experience the culinary flavors of Greater Fort Lauderdale without really breaking the bank. So it's a really great value add.
Well, that sounds great. As I was mentioning before we started, the recording, we get down there quite a bit because our closest airport here is Grand Rapids. We have a direct flight into Fort Lauderdale, and so we get down there quite a bit. And that's good to know that time frame. Let's come down and sample some of the great food. And also before we started the recording here, I was talking a little bit about Josh, and we were exchanging notes about our dogs, which brings up the question and. I like to ask this once in a while, but is Fort Lauderdale pet friendly, dog friendly?
Fort Lauderdale is pet friendly, actually. We have a series of hotels that offer rates, which will probably be an add-on fee for your pet, but are pet friendly. You can certainly contact us, and we will let you know which properties are available for folks that are traveling with their pets. We also have an area of Sunrise Beach, which is the corner of Sunrise Boulevard and A1A, which is designated as a dog beach. So from certain hours of the day, they'll allow you to bring your pet, and you can run with your pet on the beach and play with them, and they really enjoy it because they get out and get a chance to jump in the ocean, and it's really, really a lot of fun. So if you're visiting, that's a great thing, but we also have several designated dog parks in the city as well, and those are located, you can actually find those on our city website, on the City of Fort Lauderdale website.
Great. You know, and I know, you know, nowadays it seems like a lot of people like to travel with their dogs, and I know we do, and, you know, that becomes a real important consideration, and I'm glad you offered to help people out to find a pet-friendly hotel. And if they want to do that, how would they contact you?
They can email me at jwinston@broward.org. So that would be J-W-I-N-S-T-O-N at Broward, B-R-O-W-A-R-D.org. And we can certainly help navigate, you know, for them and find hotels that are pet-friendly. A lot of the, just as a reference note, some people may not know this, a lot of the Hilton brands like Homewood Suites and some of the extended stay property brands of the major chains are designated pet-friendly hotels. So that might be something worth looking into as well.
Yeah, that's great to know. I didn't know that. Probably didn't know that because as we were talking, we typically try to find the Kempton chains of hotels, which are all pet-friendly. And I guess I never explored the Hilton brand.
Yep.
But that's good to know.
And Ritz-Carlton is also a pet-friendly brand as well.
Okay. You know, that wasn't true a few years ago. I don't think, you know, there weren't many pet-friendly hotels a few years ago. I might be wrong about that. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but it just seems like within the last couple, 3 years, pet-friendly hotels are the trend.
It's starting to really take notice, and people are really, I think that hotels are smart, and they're finding that, you know, they can increase revenue. People are willing to stay longer if they're able to have their pets with them on their vacation. So that's something definitely we're seeing as a trend in the industry.
What else is there to do in Fort Lauderdale as people come down there? Are there historical attractions that you mentioned? The Seminole Indians, I think you mentioned.
Absolutely, we've got a lot of great history in our destination. Some people think of South Florida sort of as a, you know, high rise condominium destination, which we have plenty of. But we actually are, we are actually fraught with history. We do have Stranahan House, which is the first settlement in Fort Lauderdale. And that museum is right off of Las Olas Boulevard along the New River. And museum curators are fantastic. They really do a great job explaining the history of the Stranahan family, which is the first family to settle greater Fort Lauderdale. We also have the Flagler Museum, and which is, of course, Henry Flagler, who built the railroad that sort of settled the state. It went from all the way up from Jacksonville all the way down through us and into the Keys, which is a really interesting point. We also have something new, which is the African American Research Library, which is one of our key museums in Broward County. And it's a really multifaceted facility. So if there are agents that are of African American heritage or who have clients that may be coming down for a family reunion or something of that nature, the African American Research Library is a facility that was built, a multi-million dollar complex built in our historically black neighborhood. And it is a great way for families and travelers to sort of explore the history of the black community in greater Fort Lauderdale. And also, if they're looking to have maybe a pre-event to sort of get their cruise started, if they're coming pre-cruise and they're doing a family reunion, they have space at the museum. They can contact us, and we can get probably comp for them or for nominal fee to use before they go out on their cruise. They could do barbecue. They could do some kind of an indoor event. It also has a great stage and amphitheater and so forth. They have live performances there, so it's a really great facility as well.
Well, that's great to know. And you brought up the fact that, you know, the family comes down, and you know, I know that's a trend too. family cruising is picking up. People are traveling more and more with moms and dads and grandparents and the grandkids, and that's a nice trend. And that's nice to know that that's available for the African American community to take advantage of that.
Right. Exactly. So it's really been a popular thing, and that's a great piece of our program that we'd like to offer.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, people that have listened to the show for a long time, I think they all know Coco, and every once in a while he has to get involved in the show, and of course he's one of the reasons why I talk about pet friendly locations and hotels. But there he is. It never fails. He usually tries to get in on the fun here. But anyhow, if people want to get a hold of you, Josh, what's the best way? I know you mentioned it before, but it's good to mention it again. And
let me give you my email. My email again is jwinston@broward.org. So that's jwinston at Broward, BROWARD.org. So jwinston@broward.org. So I handle, just so everybody's clear, I handle the U.S. domestic travel industry market. So anything that's related to travel agents, wholesalers, tour operators would primarily within the domestic U.S. would probably go through me. We also host events throughout the country during the course of the year in all of our major markets, and also a lot of times our feeder markets that are serviced by airlines like Allegiant, and sort of our second and third tier cities, which are a really developing base for us. So chances are I'll be in a city near you at some point. And we'll be able to do a full presentation to you. We oftentimes will host a reception at a hotel or restaurant, someplace in one of our cities where we have direct service. So that's something definitely to look forward to as well. And most of your associations will put out a notice about that if we're going to be in town.
So you're at quite a few of the expos and travel trade shows.
Yeah, we do. We participate in a lot of those as well, although I will tell you that we're starting to do more of a focus on just on individual events that we run ourselves as opposed to participation in some of the major mega trade shows. We do still have a presence in a lot of those, but we find that we have more bang for our buck when we really get a chance to sit one-on-one with agents and really get a chance to educate them on what's available for them in the destination, show them our website, show them how it works, and talk to them about some of the programs that we have that are designated just for them, as opposed to being at a trade show, which is great, and you do make good contacts there sometimes, but sometimes it's so overwhelming because there's so many vendors that it's hard to focus just on one particular destination or hotel or whatever it may be.
So do you go to the NACTA local groups and do presentations, that type of things?
Yes, we do. In fact, I just finished an event this week in San Diego with the NACTA chapter there. We've been to the Detroit, to the Southeast Michigan NACTA chapter. We've done, obviously, events in our South Florida, area with the chapter there, which is very active. We've been talking to Siobhan in the San Francisco area about doing an event with them. So we really are looking to expand and work with the chapters on an individual city-by-city basis, yes.
Great. And for all your travel agents out there that aren't, that's a good reason to join up with NACTA.
That's absolutely right. It's a great organization and a great vehicle for us to help access the home-based travel agent market, which, as you know, is difficult if you're not brick and mortar to, really reach out to them. So we really find that the organization as a whole is a great two-way street.
Excellent. Yeah, give Bob Duglin a little plug there. He's a great guy. He was on our show a few weeks ago, and a great organization. Love to talk about NACTA. It's good.
Absolutely. We're great partners, and we really love working with NACTA. So.
And what? Once again, what's the website where travel agents can go and pick up more information?
Our website is sunny.org, and the specific part of the website that they'd want to go to is sunny.org/traveltrade. But if you just go to sunny.org, you'll see at the top right-hand side of the screen there's an orange tab that says Travel Trade, and you can click on that, and that is the button which gives you, pulls up the dashboard for travel agents, and that's really the section of the website that you'll need that has everything on cruise port transportation, airport transportation, pre and post cruise hotels. They can access their VIP cards there, which is a card that looks like a credit card. and it's good for free access to over 30 different attractions in Greater Fort Lauderdale. We only give them out to travel agents. So they can request a VIP card there. They just put in their IATA number, their CLIA number, or whatever they have, and we'll send them, within a three-week lead time, we'll send them a pair of VIP cards so they can access a lot of the attractions in the destination at no cost.
Great. And just to give travel agents an idea of how big the market is there for cruising in Fort Lauderdale, and I don't know if you have, this is a surprise question to you, so I don't know if you have the number right off the top of your head, but how many people come into Fort Lauderdale to embark on cruise ships, do you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, I could ask the Port Authority for the latest numbers on that, but I can tell you that we've hit the 10 million visitor mark as of last year, which is a major, major, major bar for us. And we are now actually the largest cruise port in the world by passenger volume, with the addition of the Allure and the Oasis of the Seas, Royal Caribbean's two flagships. They really are have put us over the edge, and it's made Port Everglades really the premier cruising destination.
So, yeah, that's the kind of number I was looking for, because, you know, I just wanted to impress on everybody that this is a major market for people cruising and embarking on cruise ships. This is a big thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, the cruise market is obviously a big deal to us. It's a major piece of our business. If you haven't had a chance to go on the Allure or the Oasis, and of course we've got some fantastic ships in port that are much smaller and intimate in scope, but these really are a sight to behold. And if you haven't had a chance to at least experience a part of those ships, you should at least get a chance to come down and try it out.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you being a part of the show, Josh, and I appreciate your time. We do our recordings on Friday evenings, and so both Josh and I are here Friday evening, and I appreciate Josh taking the time to come on board with us here and talking about Fort Lauderdale and all that's available for the travel agent down there and through their website that they can learn. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thanks, Barry. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you and the rest of your team down in Fort Lauderdale soon.
Yeah, we hope to make it soon. And if people would like to get a hold of me, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. Thanks again, Josh. We'll be talking to you soon, and hope to have you back someday and hopefully see you in the near future. Thanks a lot.
I'm sure we will. Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Josh. Thank you very much for being a guest on the show and providing us some great information about Fort Lauderdale. What a great town. And I do enjoy Fort Lauderdale a lot, especially in the wintertime, getting away from Michigan. And I have three news items for today. And the first news item comes from the travel section of USA Today. And it talks about how the new Department of Transportation airline rules will benefit you. And there's going to be a link to this article in the show notes, so go check it out. And the first item, or actually the first thing that they talk about here, and we've mentioned this before on the show, that, you know, you get a refund of baggage fees if the airline loses your luggage. You know, that's kind of common sense. If they lose your luggage and you've paid a baggage fee, you know, they should refund that. And now they're required to do that. Also, there has to be full disclosure of all the fees on the website, so no more hidden fees on the website. And then when you get to the checkout in the website, you find out there's all kinds of add-on fees that you weren't aware of until you got to that last point in the transaction. So now they have to make full disclosure of all the fees on the website. And if you're involuntarily bumped, you will receive $1,300 in compensation. Now that's not even going to touch the cost of a cruise or a vacation in the Caribbean if you happen to lose that opportunity as a result of being bumped. But, you know, at least it's something. And fortunately, involuntary bumping does not happen that often. Now here's a good one. The tarmac delay rule has been extended to international flights. So if you're delayed and you're sitting on the airplane waiting for hours and hours, well, that no longer has to happen. The airline has to return you to the terminal, so you don't have to sit in that airplane for hours and hours. So those are some of the new rules from the Department of Transportation that will help you out. And if you want to learn more about this, go to the article, link in the show notes, and the article's from USA Today, the travel section. Okay, here's an article that comes from the Shanghai Business News, Shanghai, China. And China may become the world's second largest travel and tourism market by 2013. Now, the article talks about the China Daily quoting the report, quoting a report saying that China, which currently accounts for about 6% of the revenue from global tourism, will increase to 8% in 2013 and a whopping 14% in 2020. You know, it hasn't been long ago that most Asian tourists came from Japan or South Korea, but now most Asian tourists are going to come from China. So keep your eye on that, and if you can find a business opportunity in those numbers, here's a chance to give some thought to that. So, and speaking of Asia, the last article from the USA Today travel section again comes from Celebrity Cruises, and what Celebrity Cruise Line is going to do is they're going to offer their first cruises in Asia. And the Celebrity Millennium is going to, and it's a 1,950-passenger cruise ship, and they're going to sail a series of 14-night open-jaw voyages between Singapore and Hong Kong, and that's going to include stops in Bangkok, Ho Chi Minh City, and Halong Bay, Vietnam. So here's an opportunity to provide a service to your clients. If they're interested in Asia, they can jump aboard the Celebrity Cruise Line and take a 14-night voyage around Asia, which has some great stops. So with that, I'm going to close the show. And until next week, I hope that you all have great travel. Stay healthy, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Hey ho, where are you going now? Hey love, what do you see? I want to walk through the world with you beside me. Hey love, where are you dreaming of? A place right near the sea. The sand between our toes, how happy we would be. And oh, how happy we would be. Oh, how happy to be free. Oh, how happy you and me. Moon gazing. I'll ride my bicycle down the sea. You'll meet me with your jet black hair, and we won't even have a care. I'll be a beauty queen if you will be my friends. You'll make a garland of flowers that I will wear. And oh, how happy we would be. Oh, how happy to be free. Shine upon your face, revealing your grace, revealing your grace. Hey ho, where are you going now? Hey love, what do you see? I wanna walk through the world with you beside me. And oh,